want to ask you real quick, Lynn, about another bill that didn't make it through that was ringing some alarm bells, especially in the world of media, a measure that would have made it easier to sue journalists. What happened to that bill?
It died about midway through session. It was officially declared dead basically on the last day, but about midway through session, it had started having issues between the House and the Senate, especially when it comes down to what to do about anonymous sourcing in reporting. The original version of the bill basically would have tried to get rid of anonymous sources and heavily penalize journalists and organizations that use them. But the gist of this bill is that it really would have hurt more conservative media simply because of the differences in how the media systems, the media ecosystems operate. Organizations that lean in heavily on commentary ran a greater risk, basically, of being caught up in this measure than traditional organizations and traditional media outlets. And so the House and the Senate could not agree on the language, and basically it died. And this bill was really interesting, too, because it sort of united journalists from across the political spectrum who basically said, this is bad for everybody. And so later, as that bill sort of gained more and more momentum, you had more conservative outlets also speaking up. And it's also important to note that, you know, this bill was happening at the same time that Fox News was trying to battle that massive lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems that ultimately cost Fox about $800 million. And so this is a really big issue because it goes straight to the heart of what people can and cannot say and do. And this has been a theme this entire session. What can people say? What can people do? And in what places and spaces can they say or do it? That was sort of the through line across so many of the bills that we saw this session, from the defamation bill to a lot of the bills dealing with public schools, higher education, LGBTQ community rights. I mean, you saw the whole thing. We're even talking about bills over how to treat transgender children and what sort of health care should be provided to them. So that issue of speech is sort of the underlying thread, I think, of this session.